My name is Owen Corbett, and I'm here with Harry McCann, the founder and MD of Kids Tech. Harry, thanks for talking to us.
No problem at all.
Would you like to just tell us a bit about your company?
Right. At Kids Tech, our aim is to teach the next generation tech. We do so by writing unique courses to teach kids everything from computer game development, app development, web design, web development, and app development. Everything and anything you can think of.
Brilliant. And Is it kind of, I don't know much about Kid Tech, is it kind of some like a Coder Dojo type thing?
Almost. The Coder Dojo, most of them anyway, there's some in DCU, but most of them give the foundations to coding and whatever, and the kids can go find it out themselves. What we do is we build on those foundations. So what we do is we bring the kids in, and they come into the computer room, and we'd have all the technology available, and we have phones for develop apps, we'll have the top range computers, and they go ahead and we write the courses and we go through it with them, and we explain everything to do with the coding in the background. We explain everything. We don't just jump right into it. We explain coding and explain why it's useful and what it's used for, and then we go about showing them.
That's brilliant. Really, really impressive. I listened to your talk you gave today at the Excited conference. They asked you to come to the conference, did they, and tell
Yeah, I was invited by Minister Kieran Cannon to come and discuss IT and education and what my experience is of it now. Obviously, there's teachers here 20 or 50 years. I've only been teaching for the last 2 years or so. Yeah, but it was just to give my opinions and what I thought.
And you're 15?
Yeah, I'm 15.
You're 15. You're doing your junior cert next week.
On Wednesday, yeah.
On Wednesday. How did you learn so early that you're 15 but you've already been teaching for 2 years?
I gained a knowledge of coding and programming and development and all that quite early. And what I did was I basically built on those foundations in the Coder Dojo. I attended, I mentored, and then I eventually decided to build on those foundations with Kid Tech. So I found out that early enough that I had enough knowledge to teach others, and I quite enjoy teaching kids. I quite enjoy being around with kids, so I thought you might as well.
Well, I wish you every success with your business anyway. Obviously this conference is all about technology in the classroom. What are your opinions on technology in the classroom at the moment in Ireland?
At the moment, the technology, there is a certain amount of technology in the classroom, but compared to the outside world, the technology isn't advanced. It's compared to what we have now in our pockets, you could have a phone, your bag, you could have a tablet, on your hand you could have a smartwatch, you could have anything and anything. But in a classroom, you're limited to your old PC, your old Windows, and it's not acceptable in this day and age. It needs to be improved. So I feel that going ahead, it should definitely be an improvement of the technology and what we're using and then what we're teaching.
So iPads in the classroom, thoughts on that?
iPads in the classroom, if it's done properly, it'd be good. If it's not done properly, it'll be a complete and utter failure and a waste of money. At the moment, anything's worth a shot. I don't know about the iPads in particular. The iPads are very easily used. I don't know, it can be quite expensive, so it matters if the government are willing to give all that money. If they wanted to go to a cheaper source, maybe buying an Android, but they could look into it. But definitely, if there's the right safety precautions put in place, and if the technology is used for the right reasons, then it could definitely be an advantage.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you very much.